Gas prices remain stubbornly high across the country, so President Biden has announced another release of oil from the country's strategic reserves. Fuel is most expensive in California. Prices there have been hovering around $6 a gallon. That's about $2 above the national average. NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon tried to find out why.
Kevin Holmberg is filling up at a 7-Eleven in Martinez, a city near San Francisco. This is one of the cheapest gas stations in town. Holmberg even found a job doing junk removal closer to home so he can avoid a long, expensive commute.
Oh my goodness, that was a stinger. So I actually started working out here, so it saves me almost $300 a month.
There are several reasons why Californians pay more for gas, says UC Berkeley energy economist Severin Bornstein.
We have a higher gas tax. We have environmental fees, a cap and trade program, a low carbon fuel standard, and we use a cleaner burning gasoline.
California has the cleanest gas in the world, he says. At the pump, that adds about 85 cents to the price of a gallon of gas. The drivers I talked to are fine with paying more to reduce smog, but environmental costs don't entirely account for the $2 difference between California gas and the national average. Most refineries outside the state can't meet California's strict anti-pollution standards. And two refineries right here in the Bay Area are switching to making biofuels instead of old-fashioned gasoline. Kevin Slagle with the Western States Petroleum Association, which represents oil refineries, says California's isolated gas market makes it more volatile.
If a refinery needs some maintenance, for example, it's going to affect the market in times of high demand like we see right now.
Deontay Reed, who drives for Instacart and was putting $70 a gas in his sedan, doesn't buy that explanation. He thinks the oil companies are taking advantage of the tight market.
It could just be a gimmick, something that they just say so that they can keep it a little bit extra money. Could be. Is there any way we can figure that out?
Bornstein says California's prices got even more inflated after an explosion at a Southern California refinery about 7 years ago.
And since 2015, we've averaged an extra 30 cents a gallon, higher than you could explain through the taxes, fees, and environmental effects.
This gasoline surcharge has cost California drivers $40 billion, Bornstein says. If you're doing the math, it doesn't quite add up. There are environmental rules and the refinery explosion, but that doesn't account for every penny of the $2 difference between California and the rest of the country. So the real question is what to do about it. Governor Gavin Newsom wants to tax what he calls the excess profits of refiners and return the money to California taxpayers.
The fact is, they're ripping you off. Their record profits are coming at your expense.
Oil companies complain that'll only make it harder to do business here. That's sort of the point. The state is trying to move its economy to greener fuels to slow climate change. But that transition will be bumpy, with price spikes when the market gets tight, until more renewables come online and more electric vehicles hit the road. In the meantime, compared to drivers in the rest of the country, Californians will continue paying more at the pump. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, NPR News, Martinez, California.